Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is not neutral but firmly committed to peace. In an interview with podcaster Lex Fridman, the Prime Minister terms Pakistan a global epicenter of turmoil and calls upon Islamabad to shun the path of state-sponsored terrorism. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon arrives in New Delhi on a five-day visit to India. Two countries launch free trade agreement negotiations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaffirms Centre's commitment to development of Bodoland in Assam, chairs review meeting in Guwahati on implementation of three new criminal laws in northeastern states. Most wanted Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist and 2611 mastermind Hafiz Saeed's close aide Abu Qatl killed by unidentified assailants in Pakistan. At least 59 people killed and over 150 injured in nightclub fire in North Macedonia. And India concludes Special Olympics Winter Games in Italy with 33 medals, including 8 gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that India is not neutral, but firmly committed to peace in a podcast interview with AI researcher and US-based podcaster Lex Fridman. Mr. Modi emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. He said Indians espouse harmony and stand for peace.
सांस्कृतिक रूप से ऐतिहासिक रूप से हमारा बैकग्राउंड इतना मजबूत है कि जब भी हम शांति के लिए बात करते हैं तो विश्व हमें सुनता है क्योंकि ये बौद्ध की भूमि है ये महात्मा गांधी की भूमि है तो विश्व हमें सुनता है और हम संघर्ष के पक्ष के है ही नहीं न हम प्रकृति से संघर्ष चाहते हैं न हम राष्ट्रों के बीच में संघर्ष चाहते हैं हम समन्वय चाहने वाले लोग हैं और उसमें अगर कोई भूमिका हम अदा कर सकते हैं तो हमने निरंतर अदा करने का प्रयत्न किया है
Replying to a question on Pakistan, Prime Minister Modi termed Pakistan a global epicenter of turmoil. He said Pakistan chose not to foster a harmonious coexistence after partition and chose to wage a proxy war against India. He stressed that India has continuously urged Pakistan to abandon the path of state-sponsored terrorism. Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that wisdom prevails upon Pakistan and it will choose the path of peace, noting that even its people desire stability.
दुनिया में कहीं पर भी टेररिस्ट की घटना घटती है तो कहीं न कहीं सूत्र पाकिस्तान जाकर के अटकते हैं तो दुनिया पहचान गई है कि ये प्रकार से आतंकवादी मानसिकता और वो सिर्फ भारत ही नहीं दुनिया भर के लिए परेशानी का केंद्र बन चुका है और हम लगातार उनको कहते रहे इस रास्ते से किसका भला होगा ये स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म जो है वो बंद होना चाहिए नॉन स्टेट एक्टरों के हाथ में सब छोड़ दिया है क्या होगा फायदा
Speaking on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi stressed that resolution to the conflict will come only when both nations come to the negotiating table. He added that the current situation provides an opportunity for meaningful and productive talks between Russia and Ukraine.
दुनिया कितनी ही आपके साथ खड़ी क्यों न हो जाए, युद्ध भूमि में कभी भी परिणाम नहीं निकलने वाला है। परिणाम तो टेबल पर ही निकलने वाला है। और टेबल पे परिणाम तब निकलेगा जब उस टेबल पर यूक्रेन और रशिया दोनों मौजूद होंगे पूरी दुनिया यूक्रेन के साथ बैठ करके कितनी माथापच्ची कर ले उसे परिणाम नहीं आता है दोनों पक्षों का होना जरूरी है
On India-China relations, Mr. Modi opined that strong relations between the two countries should continue in the future. He said the focus is to ensure that differences do not turn to disputes. He stressed that a stable and cooperative relationship can only be built if the focus is on dialogue and not discord.
हमारी कोशिश है कि हमारे जो differences हैं, dispute में ना बदले। उस दिशा में हमारा प्रयास रहता है। उसी प्रकार से हम डिस्कॉर्ड नहीं डायलॉग इसी पर बल देते हैं 2020 में जो सीमा पर जो घटनाएं घटी उसके कारण हमारे बीच स्थितियां काफी दूरी की बन गई लेकिन अभी राष्ट्रपति श्री के साथ मेरा मिलना हुआ उसके बाद सीमा पर जो चीजें थी उसमें नॉर्मल से आ चुकी हैं
On US President Donald Trump, calling him a tough negotiator, Mr. Modi said that he stands firm with India's interest on top of all platforms without intending any harm to others. Prime Minister Modi said that he came to politics only to serve the people and never bothered about power. In the podcast, Mr. Modi elaborated that trust is the cornerstone of his governance model. He said his governance is rooted in the people and not the polls.
मेरी सरकार की जो नीतियां रहती हैं, वो सैचुरेशन की नीति, जो भी योजना होगी, 100% लागू करना चाहिए। उसके जो लाभार्थी हैं, उसमें कोई भेदभाव नहीं होना चाहिए। मैं चुनाव सेंट्रिक गवर्नेंस नहीं चलाता हूँ, मैं पीपल सेंट्रिक गवर्नेंस चलाता हूँ।
न्यूजीलैंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर क्रिस्टोफर लक्सटन अराइव्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस आफ्टरनून ऑन अ 5-डे विजिट टू इंडिया. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businessmen, media, and members of the Indian diaspora community. Prime Minister Luxon was received by the Union Minister, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry, in a statement, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of bilateral ties. He will also call on the President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Meanwhile, India and New Zealand have announced the launch of negotiations for a comprehensive and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, FTA. This significant step was marked by a meeting between Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and Minister for Trade and Investment of New Zealand, Todd McClay, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal termed the move a significant milestone in the bilateral partnership. He added that the bilateral trade continues to grow steadily and has surpassed $1 billion during April 2024 to January 2025. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The FTA negotiations aim to unlock new avenues for businesses and consumers, fostering mutual growth and prosperity of India and New Zealand. The negotiations are aimed at achieving balanced outcomes that enhance supply chain integration and improve market access. This milestone reflects a shared vision for a stronger economic partnership, fostering resilience and prosperity. India and New Zealand share a long-standing partnership founded on shared democratic values, strong people-to-people ties, and economic complementarities. Both countries have continuously worked towards building their bilateral relationship, encompassing trade and investment. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Rayasina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi tomorrow. The New Zealand Prime Minister will also join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme of the 3-day dialogue this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over 6 thematic pillars. Meanwhile, several foreign dignitaries have arrived in the national capital to attend the Rayasina dialogue. These include Cuba and Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister, Foreign Affairs Minister of Ghana, Slovenia and Peru, and former President of Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handles at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed the centre's commitment to development of Bodoland in Assam. Mr. Shah was addressing the 57th annual conference of All Bodo Students Union as the chief guest at Dotmar in Kokrajhar district this afternoon. He stated that 82% clauses of the Bodo Accord have been implemented, with the remaining set to be fulfilled within 2 years. The minister highlighted the transformation of the Bodoland territorial region into a peaceful and development-focused region.
विकास और इंडस्ट्री की बात होती है. आज मैं ये बताने आया हूँ कि बोडोलैंड के विकास के लिए भारत सरकार और असम सरकार ने 1500 करोड़ रुपया केवल 35 लाख लोगों की आबादी में बंटित करने का काम हमारे नेता नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया है.
Later in the day, The Union Home Minister chaired a review meeting in Guwahati on the status of implementation of three new criminal laws in northeastern states. Chief Ministers of northeastern states and Governor of Manipur took part in the meeting. Lashkar-e-Taiba's terrorist Abu Qatl, also known as Qatl Sindhi, was killed in the Jhelum area of the Sindh region of Pakistan. He was gunned down by unidentified assailants last night. Abu Qatl was a most wanted terrorist known for planning multiple attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. He was a close aide of 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Hafiz Saeed and was also involved in leading proxy terror outfits called People's Anti-Fascist Force and the Resistant Force. At least 12 Pakistani soldiers were killed and over 26 injured after a bus carrying Frontier Constabulary security personnel came under heavy gunfire on the N40 highway at Noshki in Balochistan province. The Baloch Liberation Army BLA has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the army convoy and claimed that at least 90 military personnel have been killed so far. In North Macedonia, at least 59 people were killed and over 155 injured in a massive fire that broke out early this morning in a nightclub in the Kokani town. As per media reports, as many as 1,500 people were attending a concert by a hip-hop duo popular band DNK in the European nation. Talking to media, Interior Minister Pans Toskovsky said, according to initial reports, the fire started from sparks caused by pyrotechnic devices. He said some arrests had been made in the incident. Billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX Dragon crew has successfully entered the International Space Station ISS and was welcomed by the Expedition 72 team, including Indian-American astronaut Sunita Williams. The spacecraft was launched from Texas on Friday. With this mission, astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore will soon return home after being stranded in the orbit for 9 months. Wilmore and Williams had originally planned a one-week mission when they were launched aboard Boeing's first astronaut flight. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Vidarbha and North Telangana till tomorrow. IMD said severe heat wave condition is also expected to continue over interior Odisha till Tuesday. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has emphasized that government aims to include sports as an integral part of culture and lifestyle. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 3-day Fit India Carnival in New Delhi today, the minister stated that a healthy society ensures country's progress towards becoming a Viksit Bharat.
ये कार्निवल केवल फिटनेस के लिए नहीं है, साथ में वेलनेस भी होगी. फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट से हमें फिट रहने का मंत्र भी मिलेगा. फिट इंडिया से वेलनेस होगी, फिट इंडिया से मेंटल हेल्थ भी हमारी सुनिश्चित होगी, इमोशनल हेल्थ भी हमारी सुनिश्चित होगी.
Indian athletes concluded their remarkable campaign at the Special Olympics World Winter Games at Turin in Italy with 33 medals, comprising 8 gold, 18 silver and 7 bronze. On the final day yesterday, India won 9 medals. The 12th edition of the Special Olympics Winter Games were held after a long wait of 8 years. In the International Masters League T20 cricket, Brian Lara-led West Indies Masters have set a target of 149 runs against Sachin Tendulkar-led India Masters in the summit clash at Raipur. Earlier, opting to bat first, West Indies Masters posted 148 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is not neutral but firmly committed to peace. In an interview with podcaster Lex Fridman, the Prime Minister terms Pakistan a global epicenter of turmoil and calls upon Islamabad to shun the path of state-sponsored terrorism. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon arrives in New Delhi on 5-day visit to India. Two countries launch free trade agreement negotiations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaffirms countries Center's commitment to development of borderland in Assam, chairs review meeting in Guwahati on implementation of three new criminal laws in northeastern states. Most wanted Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist and 2611 mastermind Hafiz Saeed's close aide Abu Qatl killed. And that is all in the news at 9 tonight. Good night.